MoneyWeb now on the money.
This show is brought to you by Stanlib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. Stanlib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider. Chatting with Kabelo Makeke, he's head of personal and private banking, Standard Bank South Africa. Kabelo, appreciate the time today. Data that's recently come from yourselves, Standard Bank, obviously a large home loan provider in South Africa, actually seeing an increase in first-time home buyers. And in fact, you make the point that over half of applications are from first-time buyers.
Yes, definitely. Thanks, Simon. Thanks for having me on the show. We've seen that this trend has actually improved from the last quarter of last year. We've seen half of our applicants being first-time home buyers. And these are actually fairly young buyers. On average, it's about 36-year-old, really. So that's actually quite encouraging because we actually value seeing that coming through. That actually tells you that the mortgage industry is going to start to see some improvement overall.
It's also the debate of whether a home is an asset or not. If you park that aside, it is just important that people are getting into the market because, you know, when they go and buy their second home, they've got that equity capital sitting in the first house, all things equal.
Yes, that's exactly it. You're right. It depends on how you see a home loan. But once you build up equity in a home loan, there's a lot more you can do because you can access that equity for other things. Mm-hmm. But it just gives you much more strength on your balance sheet, on your personal balance sheet to do more. So that's really how people grow.
And what struck me with this, I mean, you're talking around some May data. So, you know, we're sitting with, they're not record high rates, but they are very high interest rates. It was also an election month, which we were told made everyone nervous, except the data suggests that your clients were, notwithstanding high rates and elections, were happy to do what is a big commitment. I mean, a home is a 20-year commitment in a perfect world. It's significant.
Yep. And I think for me, that's what encourages me because I think, Simon, the way I look at it, if you can afford a home loan now at the peak of this rate cycle, all you're looking forward to in the future is opening up your affordability as rates come down. So yeah. I think most of the buyers that we're seeing are actually doing this at the back of believing that the Reserve Bank will start to cut interest rates in the near future. So I think that for me is a wise way to look at it. And all you're going to do over time is free up more of your affordability and you can do more.
Yeah, absolutely. And as rates come down, you either pay quicker or get some extra cash.
Yeah.
What about deposits? Are we seeing significant deposits or are the first-time buyers, a lot of them doing 100% loans?
It's amazing. So we offer first-time home buyers 108% of loan to value. So we'll give you 108% of the loan, which is 8% above the loan value, the value of the house. So, but what we've seen, and that means you don't have to pay a deposit, but what we've seen is that 40% of the first-time home buyers can actually afford a deposit. On average, they're actually paying about 24% of the selling price, which is really saying this South African consumer is really resilient.
Absolutely, yes. That is a giant deposit. I'm trying to think, my first time I bought a home, I think I managed to scrape together a 5% deposit, which I thought was quite chunky. Is there an indication, sort of an average price for the first-time buyer? I imagine, I mean, they're not buying, you know, swanky multi-million rand places in Sandton.
Yeah, so what we've seen as an average right now is they're sending just below a million rands, which is about 975. But remember, that's their first home. So most of the time, it allows them to buy up as time allows, as they get more affordability. For me, that's actually quite good as a start to just say, at 975, that's a good place, actually, that you can get within the big three provinces, especially Gauteng, Western Cape, and KZN.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. And are those, you mentioned the big three, Gauteng, Western Cape, KZN, those are our big provinces. And that's where, I imagine, you see the most demand coming through.
Yeah, no, we've seen the most activity coming from there. I think for me, Simon, is it's actually something we tend to forget. When rates are high, it's actually a buyer's market because not everyone can afford. Mm. So for those who can afford, actually, these prices are actually for the buyer. So for me, they're taking advantage of the property prices in a market like this. And that's why you can see even in the big metros, that's what's happening.
We'll leave that there. It's Kabelo Makeke. He's head of personal and private banking, Standard Bank South Africa. Appreciate the time today. This show is brought to you by Stanlib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. Stanlib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider.